Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. Happy anniversary, Karen Kerrigan. 15 great years as a member of our Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. Thanks, Karen, for 15 great years.
Oh, it is always good to be back. Time flies when you're having fun.
Karen Kerrigan, especially
here. Especially here inside the Beltway, where the fun never ends, Jim.
I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And as you know, we got this community of experts, the largest community of small business experts on the planet. And Karen is, you know, Karen, of all of the couple of thousand members that we have, you and one other person are the two oldest in terms of your tenure. Let me get that out real quick. Wally Bach has been with us just a little bit longer, but you're the second longest term member of our Brain Trust, so we appreciate that about you. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org, right, Karen?
That's right. I was going to say, Jim, if there's a cash prize for being one of the oldest members, I will take that now before we go over the fiscal
plan. The 15-year anniversary gift is an email. We send you an email. That's it. Karen, what are small...
go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry.
What are small business owners doing to get ready for what... You know, here's the thing. With this fiscal cliff that we've been talking about, regardless of what they do, whether we go over the cliff and they fix it retroactively, they get some kind of patchwork thing done and it's not as bad as we think, or whatever, regardless of what happens, no resolution of any of this is anything for a small business owner to be happy about, is it?
I don't think so, Jim, because the uncertainty just continues from Washington. Yeah, and if they do come up with some type of solution, it's not going to be, you know, a permanent fix. So, and that's what business owners, small business owners and entrepreneurs continue, you know, to tell me when we bring them up to Capitol Hill to testify, when we bring them to the White House. They continue to say, this uncertainty is killing us. I mean, just on the tax situation alone, is that if you have to fix one issue in Washington, can you just fix this tax code? We need stability in the tax code. We need certainty so that we can make some decisions. So I don't see that coming to a resolution, particularly not because we're going over the cliff. If we had not gone over the cliff, I think maybe it would have created a collaborative spirit between President Obama, the Republicans in the House.
But let's remember, Karen, they created the cliff. This is a manufactured disaster that they created.
Well, exactly. But I think, you know, in order to set the policy tone for next year, where we could do some good reforms, like, you know, fundamentally reforming the tax code, immigration reform, addressing some of these larger issues, instead now we're going to be in constant crisis mode. You know, what is the next deadline from a policy perspective, you know, that the parties are going to have to clean up and fix and, you know, bring us to the edge again? So policy making on the edge, and when you have that, business owners, you know, they can't, you know, they don't have the confidence that they need.
They're not thinking about growing, are they?
They are not. And the tax piece is only one part of that, Jim. You do have, you know, what's happening on the health care bill and all the regulations being implemented. Jim, from a regulatory perspective...
Which is impacting the hiring plans.
Absolutely. And if costs continue to go up and not down, you're going to have business owners dropping their health coverage. But, Jim, here's another big issue, regulation. Right. On December 21st, the Friday before Christmas at 3 p.m., the Obama administration released a set of regulation it intends to propose next year. This is their unified regulatory agenda.
Right.
Jim, this was a massive release. In the Department of Labor alone, they intend to introduce 68 proposed rules.
Wow.
And then you have the EPA, and you have a... So this is only like...
These are regulations that they've been working on for 2 years that they didn't want to release before the election.
Right. And so this was a major regulatory dump, you know, right before Christmas. again, Department of Labor rules, EPA rules.
Merry Christmas,
rules are gonna,
small
regulations
owners.
That are going to impact all businesses. You don't have to be, you know, some big, you know, electricity company
right.
or some big oil company, you know, to be impacted these. They will impact you from a cost perspective. Certainly, the regulations at the Department of Labor in terms of workplace regulations are going to impact most, if not all, businesses. So we're talking about new regulations. We're talking about, you know, the health care bill beginning to be implemented and then the real impact on small business. And then you have this whole big tax issue as well. So from a policy perspective, Jim, I don't think we're looking at anything positive that is going to create the certainty, the stability, the growth, you know, pro-growth policies that we need in order to get
policies,
back to robust
when
level
policies
growth.
Land, when policies that are anti-business, that are either anti-business on their face or anti-business in their function, when those land in the marketplace, they have an effect. And all I got to say, Karen, is that the chickens are coming home to roost on the economy, on the marketplace, on the United States of America, as the President Obama's policies toward business are coming home to roost. Those chickens are coming home to roost right now.
I agree. And, you know, Jim, small
businesses in 2013.
Small businesses have done all they can in the past 2 years in terms of, you know, cutting
That's
costs,
right.
embedding technology across operations.
That's right.
You know, to operate leanly and competitively. And most of them will say, look, we're done in that regard. All that's left is cutting staff.
You know about the book Atlas Shrugged. Small business owners are starting to shrug, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, and if you're a small business owner, you know what we're talking about. SBECouncil.org is Karen's website. Folks, it's an outstanding organization. Nobody does more to represent you in Washington than they do. So check them out and support them if you can. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.